saving money on exterior wall lights. Now at Menards. Find your style with Patriot Lighting. Exterior lights enhance the look of your home. Choose from over 50 options from Patriot Lighting. Now through May 19th, get $10 instant savings on a single qualifying purchase of $100 or more on in-stock outdoor wall lights. Check out our entire selection of outdoor lights and see the rest of our deals happening now on Menards.com.
Save big money at Menards.
All right, everybody. Thanks again for tuning in to KOVE 1330 AM, 107.7 FM, Community Connected. You're listening to Today in the 10. Vince Tropea here with your Coffee Time interview, and we're in studio today with Sarah Riley, Alma Law, and Amy Vincent from the Bookmarked Literary Arts Festival. It's going to be going on in various locations from September 29th through October 1st. Everyone in here in the studio today is Coffee Time family. They've been on the show before, and they've talked about the Bookmark Festival before. We're excited to hear what's in store for the 2023 rendition. But before we get into all of that and kind of getting a history of the Bookmark Literary Arts Festival, how's everybody doing this morning?
Doing great, Vince.
Amy, thanks for coming in.
Doing awesome, Vince. Thanks for having us.
Sarah, appreciate you taking the time to stop by.
I'm having a great day. It's good to be here.
Alma, thanks for coming in. We do appreciate it. Glad to see some familiar faces here in the studio again today. And it really does just feel like we were just talking about Bookmark a couple months ago, but it's been a year. And the 2023 rendition is going to be kicking off, as I mentioned at the top, from September 29th through October 1st. And we're going to let the organizers of that festival talk about the specifics of that, the where's, the when's, the who's, and all of the cool things that are going to be going on for the festival. But before we do kind of talk about this year's event specifically, for any of our listeners who don't know what the Bookmarked Literary Arts Festival is, if someone could just kind of give us some background information on that, how long has it been going on, who's it open to, how has it grown, all the things you think our listeners might want to know about.
Thanks for asking. I'm happy to tell you.
Please.
I answer this question, I think, a little bit differently every time as I kind of like see what rings true for different people. I think maybe the easiest way to say what Bookmarked is that it is a art show for writers. But you could also flip that a little bit and say it's like a story festival for people who like to read.
Very cool.
So, you know, instead of a film festival where you choose all the films you want to see, with a story festival, you choose all the stories and all the genres that you're interested in engaging with. And this is our fourth year.
Fourth year, okay.
Fourth year. And we have 34 writers representing 10 municipalities across the state.
Across the state,
across
okay.
the state, and one in Colorado.
Okay.
That are coming to share their stories with us. I mean, it's really as simple as that. Like, we have... you know, in our fiction section, we have thrillers and cozy mysteries, and romance is all represented.
A little bit of everything.
A little bit of everything. In nonfiction, it spans the spectrum from memoir to some real academic research kind of nonfiction. And then poetry, you know, and that poetry is so wide open. That is open to... all kinds of things come out in that.
Yeah, I saw like the poetry slams, then there's cowboy yep. poetry, there's poetry that's focusing on the beauty of their surroundings. So they're same kind of thing, like with the genres of the books, different styles for even
yes.
within those genres.
Exactly. And so we our goal here is really to connect readers, anyone who likes to read, with local writers, because we have just such a wealth of talent in Wyoming mm-hmm. that really mm-hmm. goes unnoticed. And so we're just trying to bring attention to that.
And would you say, too, that, I mean, the focus was kind of starting off with local writers and then statewide writers. Then now, you, I mean, you did just mention there's a writer from Colorado. Is this kind of expanding to out of state, or is this still going to be the focus mainly Wyoming and Fremont County?
Yeah, the focus is mainly Wyoming. And our one Colorado writer grew up in Fremont County.
Very cool.
She,
okay, I figured
you know,
there was a tie.
Yeah, there's
of some
totally
kind.
A tie there. we didn't realize actually that she was from Colorado until we received some mail from her, because she's tied in, you know, on Facebook and all the things. She's tied in to Wyoming, so you just totally. Kind of like assumed she's from Wyoming. And she is from Wyoming.
But,
Not currently.
Yeah, you're not going to hold that against them just because they have a greeny license plate.
Exactly, yeah. Exactly.
Especially if they're getting their art out to the world. No, I think that's great for, like I said, for any of our listeners who don't know what the festival is all about. Was there anything else that you wanted to add to that before we kind of talk about what's in store for this year?
I don't think so.
Great. Yeah. As I mentioned before, it's a three-day festival going on from September 29th through October 1st. I was just kind of looking at the schedule of events. There's a lot going on, but it kicks off on Friday, September 29th, with the Youth Flash Fiction Celebration in the Carnegie Room at the Lander Library. Is that correct?
That is correct, and that is my favorite thing.
Why is that your favorite thing?
Because it is our kids. It's every 4th through 12th grader in Fremont County. Eventually we'll like maybe be able to expand it outside Fremont County, but right now that's what the capacity is.
Mm-hmm.
They're all eligible to submit a story that's 1,000 words or less and get cash prizes.
Very cool.
And they have the opportunity to read their story to the audience, and these kids do it. When we first made that an option, it was kind of like, well, we'll see who wants to do that. Mm-hmm, you know, kids mm-hmm. are kind of, no, they, like, even if they haven't won, they want to stand up and share their art, share their story. And it's so inspiring and exciting. And they're good. I mean, they're good, engaging stories.
And those are the kids that, you know, that were always excited in school to get called on to read. You know, they're like, oh, I want to read this portion. I want to read this section. I want to enunciate, and I want to ham it up a little bit. So this is kind of their opportunity to do that. And then at least potentially win some money out of it, too.
Yes, exactly.
And then after that, on Friday, is the Poetry Slam. That's the literary rug that's still going on in the Carnegie Room. Tell us what the Poetry Slam's all about.
So this was kind of a fun partnership. The literary rug is something that is really new to Lander mm-hmm. as a whole. And it was started by Annalise Wright, who has some experience with slam poetry in Arizona and felt like it would be a good fit for Lander. And so she's actually had that going on for, I don't even know how many months, since early spring. Yeah. I should remember because I helped her set up the website. But
well, there's so many things. Yeah, I know you're involved with a number of groups and a number of efforts, so it's kind of hard to keep track of
it
all
is.
Of that. But
I just know they're all awesome, but don't ask me when they started.
right. Specific details are a no-go, but you can promote it and talk about it.
Yeah, so what the Literary Rug has been doing since February is basically just open poetry every Tuesday at the Art Center. But with the hope of developing it into some competitive slam poetry. And so what we're doing for Bookmarked is sort of the inaugural, okay, guys, this is real slam poetry now, because some of our poets who are coming in for Bookmarked have experience with this. And so it's a really cool opportunity for some of us to give it a try for the first time.
Yeah. What is slam poetry for our listeners who don't know?
So it's a more, I guess, animated way of presenting your poetry. Sometimes it's called spoken word, but in a competitive setting, it's slam. And it's supposed to be kind of rapid fire. Like you stand up, you present, you have time limits, you get scores from judges in the audience. And then you move on to the next round, and then ultimately there's a winner.
Very cool.
So, yeah, it's a lot of fun, and it's really exciting to see how people put the emotion into their words, because reading words on paper is so different than hearing them out loud. So it's kind of a nice new addition this year, I think. We've really enjoyed partnering with the Houlihan Narratives in the past, I think that this is just another way to get writing out into our community.
For sure. And, you know, not knocking traditional poetry at all, but this may be opening that interest to a whole new group of people who may not have been interested in poetry before, but then when there's that competitive aspect, when there's that animated aspect, then they might really get into it. That's very cool to see.
Yeah, and, you know, when we think of poetry, we think of boring English class and Emily Dickinson and, you know, Shakespeare's sonnets, and nobody wants to do that. So this is a really great chance to
Alma pointed to himself and I guess I'm there too.
Amy probably enjoys traditional poetry as well.
Here, back when I was in like seventh or eighth grade, we had to, when we were studying sonnets, we had to write them or whatever. Me and one of my friends, we got asked by the teacher to join a statewide group back in Ohio called the Sonneteers. And we were just like, no, we can't. we're seventh grade boys. Like, we were like, we are not joining.
Not
but now, it. Now I'd be like, sign me up for the Sonneteers. I want to be a part of that. I want to go write.
Yeah. Well, and in all fairness, I mean, Alma and I are English teachers. So
correct.
We like the geeky side of poetry. But
100%.
This slam poetry style really does open it up.
Mm-hmm.
Kind of in the same way like rap music changed how involved people get with storytelling. And
well, that's kind of the way really cool. I understood slam poetry to be. It's kind of like a rap verse without beats. There's a lot of intense rhyming. Like I said, there's a lot of energy.
Yes.
Looking forward to that. And that pretty much wraps things up for Friday. But going on into Saturday, if anyone wants to kind of talk about what folks can expect from Saturday.
Yeah, Alma does. But first, I want to just say that we already have all the slam poetry contestants. So, like, we're not looking for people to just, like, show up and be involved in this. We're
gotcha.
Looking for people to be the audience. You
right,
will not
right.
be called on. Like, you can just come and, like, enjoy
okay.
what everyone else is already doing.
That's good to know.
So then Saturday morning, I'll be here bright and early. Don't worry about that.
And, yeah. This is an all-day event on Saturday.
All-day event. And the fiction reading starts on Saturday morning. And so there's three different sessions where the authors who sign themselves up as having fiction work, they will be presenting about 10 minutes each. That'll all be in the Lander Arts Center right on Main Street next to the movie theater.
So just a good chance for folks to get to know who these writers are and what their works are.
Yeah, so there'll be a bunch of chairs set up to observe, and then the writers will get up for their 10 minutes each. And like we said, like they have works from all sorts of styles within the fiction genre.
Mm-hmm.
Like, I'm just looking at the list right here, and my friend Mandy Hines from Cheyenne, she hosts a bunch of poetry slams, and she writes a bunch of poetry, and wow, she brings it. She hones her craft of expressing her poetry.
Very cool.
And then she recently wrote a story about the Japanese flower gardens, where they're called, like, the suicide forest of Japan.
Yeah, yeah.
But how, like, snippets of those were brought to Washington, D.C. It's a fiction story. Let me make that clear again. But they created this garden in Washington, D.C., and it's, like, haunted, and it's alluring people into those gardens as well. So
your elevator pitch just right there made me want to go get that
book,
like, immediately.
That, book.
That
yep.
sounds
come
great.
Come and listen to her read it. And then there's two other sessions, 9:30 session to 8:30 to 9:30 session of fiction, and then 9:45 to 10:45, 11 to noon. And so all of those will be fiction, and all of those will knock you out of your socks and you want to go buy their book, which you can do from 1 to 3 p.m. In Centennial Park right off Main Street.
Because that's when the book fair is.
Yeah, so okay. there will be tables with all of the authors set up with their chairs and little, you know, book piles, and they'll be able to sign it and chat with you.
Nice.
Yeah, and that's been a really fun event. I have piles of books that I've read some of, and more than is an investment in my future of reading.
Well, if you're an avid reader, you know the game. It's you've got tons of books that you are going to get to,
yep.
and you will. You will. You will. Exactly.
You're going to be okay. Yeah, so there's the hour break for lunch after noon to about 1. You go get your own lunch, but then come back to Centennial Park for our book fair, meet the authors, and buy their stuff. And then 3:15 to 4:30, we go back to nonfiction readings at the Lander Art Center. And so, like was mentioned before, that's going to be, you know, some of it is highly researched, documented things that is nonfiction, but also memoirs and some really cool personalities of people. Our keynote speaker, Chris Bojalian, who's flying in just for this event.
Very cool.
Yeah, 24 published books, and there's been some book clubs, like Du Bois had their book club meeting about midwives, one of his books. Landers is last night. Riverton's is tomorrow. So there have been community book clubs to read Chris Bojalian to hopefully stir up Meet This Guy.
Yeah, yeah.
So the Lander Library already had their book club also this last night. But if you hurry and slam in Midwives on audio, I haven't found it on audio. It might be on audible.com. I don't know. There's no. You have to read it really fast.
Read it really quick.
And computer voices can audio books really quickly.
Yeah, exactly. That's one way to do it.
But if you've already read it, if you've enjoyed reading it, then there will be a gathering at the Riverton Branch Library tomorrow for a book club on Chris Bojalian's Midwives book.
And where will that keynote speech with Bojalian be?
That will be at the Inn at Lander.
Okay.
And he will give his keynote address at 5 p.m. until 6:30 p.m. And that's for Saturday. That's going to be a nice big long day. There's a few refreshments provided, definitely some ice water.
And then I saw, too, I don't know if this is still going on, that there's a ticketed dinner with Chris Bojalian at 7
o'clock. All the tickets
are
already sold, but
so yeah. So that is a thing that's happening, but
yeah. Some of the people who are coming into town to do their reading, who are some of these writers, received an email and were invited to have a sit-down. So look forward to the future when we bring in other published authors. If you want to be on that list to be able to sit down and have a nice meal with them, to ask them your questions.
Cool little intimate atmosphere with the author themselves.
And great food.
Yeah,
I like
yeah.
that too.
Can't forget that. Yeah, and then moving on. So that's it for Saturday, and moving on to Sunday. There's still quite a few events that are going on.
Yeah, it's so fun. We decided that a big part of what we're doing is wanting to help readers engage with story, right? And so part of that is just being with books. And so we're doing some book art, some blackout poetry with Stacy Wells, who's an adjunct professor at CWC, at the Bhavashala, which is in the Lander Mill, on Sunday morning, starting at 9. And then we're going to have, right after that, we're going to have our poetry readings in the Bhavashala, which is just this beautiful space. It's perfect for poetry. And that is going to round out the festival. Yeah, we're going to have a lunch for all of the writers who have participated and who we have featured over the weekend.
And that's just for
thanks.
The writers, right?
Yep, yeah, but that's just for them. Mm-hmm. And yeah, I think one of the best parts that sometimes I just kind of assume that people know, but they don't. This is free and open to the public.
So there's no tickets, no registration, or RSVP of any kind?
Okay, nope, great. You just show up to what you want to show up to and engage.
Except for the dinners and
with.
The luncheons.
Yes, don't come to the dinner. Yes, yeah.
The money you could bring would be for the book fairs.
So totally.
The author and pick up some of their books and get their signatures on it. I have used these in the past as Christmas presents and birthday presents. There's hardly anything better than handing somebody a local book that's been signed by the author.
Well, it's a great gift because you can read it and then still gift it.
You should
buy two. Support the author and buy two. But,
that's an idea, too. That's okay.
Sorry, my inner scumbag came out there a little bit. I'll give this gift, but after I've read it myself.
My huge pile of to-be-read books, some of them are signed. I'm not reading them right away. What if I forgot they were even there and gave them to my sister?
Exactly. So
happy Christmas. Merry birthday.
Well, I'm just looking forward to it. Sounds like a ton of cool things going on. Was there anything else that you guys think that our listeners and eventual readers should know about the festival or any of the other groups that you guys are involved with while you're here that you wanted to promote?
I think we should just really encourage everybody to come as much as they can to each of the events, but especially if you have a chance to come out and hear Chris Bojalian on Saturday night. He's an incredible writer. I think it's going to be a really good presentation. And it's not very often in Wyoming that we get the opportunity to meet somebody of that caliber.
Yeah.
And that's what we've been trying to do through Bookmarked. And I think one of the coolest things that I've noticed through this experience the last couple of years is that we talk about the caliber of these writers we're bringing in, like Percival Everett came last year, and mm-hmm. he was a Booker Award finalist. And, you know, Chris Bohjalian has had some of his books turned into movies and TV shows and an Oprah Book Club pick. But our local authors are equally talented. And I think that that's a really cool thing to get to see. So I know we have a tendency to forget about writers, and even more so we forget about the readers who enjoy the books.
Mm-hmm.
And that, I think, is something that we really want to continue building this to make up for, and really highlight the fact that there are some really incredible storytellers here.
Well, it's kind of, I think we kind of talked about that last time you were here too, how other art forms, you know, you have a gallery so people can come and you get to see them enjoy it. If you're a musician, comedian, you get to see the reaction in real time. Books are that weird one where you just hope for the best. You put it out into the world and you're like so they buy it, they go home with it. You don't know what's happening. And to go support those amateur writers and those beginning writers is huge. But I just want to say thanks again to the three of you for stopping by and talking about the festival.
Thanks for having us, Vince.
Appreciate it. Yeah, anytime.
Yeah, we really appreciate you making time for us, and hopefully we'll see you over the weekend.
I'll be there. Alma, do you want to say anything, too, to close out here? You got a sheepish grin on your face right now.
You have me in front of a microphone. I have all sorts of stuff to say. Don't get me started, Vince. We have a couple of really cool people who are providing some of the food. We're food buddies, Vince.
Yep, we are.
Yeah, Kelly Guard's culinary students at the Riverton High School will be sending some finger foods for the Friday night thing. I know Mr. Dees has been a huge support in giving us some resources and maybe some finger snacky foods for Saturday. I got a yes, I was right. Got
to throw out the thanks to them for doing that as well, too.
I can list our sponsors real quick.
Yeah, of course.
So obviously this kind of event is impossible to put on without support, mm-hmm. especially keeping it free to everybody. Even our writers don't have to pay a fee, which is really unique in the writing world.
That is.
So we just want to take a second, and it's a kind of a long list, so I'll go through it quickly. But thank you so much to all of these sponsors. And if anybody else who's listening wants to become a sponsor, get a hold of us, because we'll take that support. But this year we have Cornerstone Group Realty, Coepto Consulting, Wyoming Humanities, Black Hills Energy, Fremont County Library Foundation, Wyoming Community Bank, Wyoming Arts Council, the Lander District Recreation Board, Wyoming Catholic College, County 10, the Lander Chamber of Commerce, Mr. Dees, the Lander Community Foundation, the Lander Library Friends Association, and Fremont County Libraries. So we are just completely blown away by the generosity of this community, and thank you.
That's amazing. We can't do it without the sponsors. And once again, that's the Bookmark Literary Arts Festival that's going to be going on from September 29th through October 1st. Check out this interview and county10.com, as well as the Bookmark Literary Arts social media pages and all of the other outlets that you have to keep up to date on what is going to be going on at the event the 29th through the 1st. Thanks again to Sarah, Alma, and Amy for stopping by today, and we're going to take a quick commercial break, and when we come back, more Today in the 10 after a quick word from our sponsors.
This is the story of the one. As a maintenance engineer, he hears things differently. To the untrained ear, everything on his shop floor might sound fine, but he can hear gears grinding or a belt slipping. So he steps in to fix the problem at hand before it gets out of hand. And he knows Granger's got the right product he needs to get the job done, which is music to his ears. Call, click Granger.com, or just stop by. Granger, for the ones who get it done.